I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thanks for being with us today. If the U.S. is a country of immigrants, it seems the president is determined to change that. From lowering the number of refugees admitted to the U.S., a record low cap under President Trump, to making the lives of migrants coming to this country miserable. Now Trump says he plans to eliminate birthright citizenship. That's the idea that if you are born in the U.S., you are automatically a citizen. It's not clear if he can do that. The concept is enshrined in an amendment to the U.S. Constitution. But the president told Axios he could do away with it unilaterally.
You can definitely do it with an act of Congress, but now they're saying I can do it just with an executive order.
Martha Jones is a professor at Johns Hopkins University and the author of Birthright Citizens, A History of Race and Rights. So this is all tied into the 14th Amendment, and there's an interesting history behind that. Could you talk about what went into forming it?
Sure. The 14th Amendment comes into being in the aftermath of the U.S. Civil War. 4 million plus former slaves are now free people. And the question is, who will they be in a formal constitutional sense with respect to the nation? The 14th Amendment declares them to be birthright citizens. But it goes further, of course, because it extends beyond former slaves to all persons born in the United States, making them citizens of the United States.
So let's talk about that more in a moment, because it's all part of your research. Let's just get into the precedents for what we're looking at today, a prior case that came close to defining or interpreting this from the Supreme Court.
The most important case for thinking about this question is that of a gentleman named Wong Kim Ark, which was decided by the Supreme Court in 1898. Wong Kim Ark is born in the United States. His parents are Chinese immigrants who cannot become citizens of the United States because of the existing Chinese exclusion acts of the period, but Wong himself assumes himself to be a citizen because he is born in the United States. He leaves the States to do business in China, and when he returns, he's detained at the port and refused reentry. His case goes to the U.S. Supreme Court, where the court affirms that even as Wong Kim Ark's parents cannot become citizens of the United States, he, because he is born in the U.S., pursuant to the 14th Amendment, is a citizen.
So it seems like the case kind of centered on the parents. Did the outcome at the Supreme Court essentially define birthright citizenship as we know it today?
Well, it did in the important sense that it rejected the view that one's citizenship turned on the citizenship status of one's parents. And so as President Trump now appears to be aiming for those born in the U.S. whose parents are not citizens, Wong Kim Ark is an important touchstone.
I'm just wondering, what's to stop the government from revoking anybody's citizenship? I mean, should that worry us?
What we know is that in our system, ultimately, it is going to be some combination of the Supreme Court, which will decide the constitutional questions related to citizenship, right? Will determine in the end what the meaning of the 14th Amendment is with respect to citizenship. But Congress also has a role to play, whether it's through the regulation of membership of people, say, in a place like Puerto Rico, right? Puerto Rican citizenship is determined by acts of Congress. Naturalization is regulated by Congress. So both the court, the Supreme Court, and Congress have an important role to play and, in a sense, will stand as a check, we expect, on the president's executive orders as he seems to have proposed it.
You know, I think about countries that follow a bloodline. I think of France, nobility. Do you see the U.S. taking that on? I mean, it's not unheard of.
It's not unheard of, but even in France, we have, as I understand it, a hybrid system, right? That being born in France does not extend to one full and enduring citizenship, but a child is presumed to be a citizenship in France until he or she becomes an adult and then is subject to a new set of reviews. That is the kind of thing that people in the U.S. have proposed. Where I would like us to focus is less on the mechanics of citizenship, though that's not unimportant, but to think underneath what it is that we hope citizenship accomplishes for us. In order to have this conversation, I think partly we have to think about what are the values. What is the value of family? Today, that same 14th Amendment that gave former slaves integrity with respect to their families is being used as a weapon or a scythe separating families in our country. In my view, that is not a value sort of consonant with the role that citizenship should be playing.
Martha Jones, a professor at Johns Hopkins and the author of Birthright Citizens, A History of Race and Rights. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.